truth is stranger than fiction. And this is the proof. This is Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Alexander Richter placed a wreath on his own grave every week for 60 years. He disappeared, and when he returned, he found that the body of a drowned man had been buried under his name, believe it or not. In a moment, I'll tell you about the church that was sentenced to eternal silence. In 1745, when the deposed Stuarts made an attempt to regain the throne of Great Britain, Bonnie Prince Charlie, the pretender, entered Carlisle, England at the head of his Highland troops. The cathedral bells rang in greeting to the pretender. That was regarded as an act of treason. Not until 1925 were the bells heard again. The cathedral was punished by 180 years of silence, believe it or not.